Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof, with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it.
Shouts of Grace Center brings you pure and undiluted word of God from the impeccable throne of grace. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning. We ascribe all greatness to your name. We thank you because you are our Father. There's nothing we know to say, there's nothing we know to do. But by your precious Holy Spirit, you will always give us wisdom and direction. And so we ask in the name of Jesus concerning this service, that you speak to us in the name of Jesus. Let your grace rest upon us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Speak to us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your grace cover us this morning and give us ideas that we need to move from where we are to where we need to be. For we pray in Jesus' mighty name, and everybody says, Amen. Hallelujah. So this morning we're looking at a wonderful topic. It's kind of stuff you go for in seminars and all of that. But it becomes important that we look at this kind of topics because of most of us, the season of our lives, the season we are in right now. The truth is that whether you're in 100 level or 400 level or master student, or you're even out of school and waiting to get a job, or you are even working already, it's a lot of wisdom for you to have some other things by the side that you are doing. Once you leave secondary school, I believe you're thinking, what can I do? Because the reality is that every day people are making money off you. The things you buy, the data you buy, the phone you use, the WhatsApp you some people are making money off you. So somebody says, I just love Facebook. That money, who told you it's free? It's your time. Now the ads you see, all the adverts you see by the sides of Facebook, especially on desktop and the mobile, all the Instagram ads, is translating to billions of dollars for Zuckerberg, as the owner of Facebook. But one day it started out one day. It wasn't like that. It just started out one day, and then it started an idea, and then it blew. So you want to prayerfully look at, what can I do? In the Genesis, the Bible talks about four streams that flows out of Eden. Streams of river. It represents something, but I don't have time to go into details of that. But what I'm trying to bring out is that eventually, every man, every woman should have at least four streams of income. Come on, say four streams. Come on, say four streams. Four streams of income. I'm a pastor, full-time pastor, but I have up to four streams of income. That's the reality. But I'm a full-time pastor. I have books that I sell. When I go for my meetings, it's a stream of income. I have a blog online that gives me money. It's a stream of income. Are you following me? I honor invitations, go to meetings. It's a stream of income. Speak for 30 minutes, 100,000 naira, check. It's a stream of income. And of course, there are sometimes you speak for 1 hour and then it's banana and orange. You know. So you don't say, oh yes, that's true. Let me become a pastor. I'll be speaking around. Don't let so, if you get into this thing because of money, you will run out because of money. Are you here with me? The reason for going to ministry is not because you want to make money off people. It's because you want to bless and impart. But as you are blessing and imparting people, they will bless you back. Are you following me? That's the way God has designed it. Pastoring, full-time pastor. You can't charge. You can't charge anybody. Now, for Sunday service today, it's 1,000 per person. But Davido charges, right? Charges money. And he has a jet, or his father has a jet, whichever way. And nobody's accusing him that, how come, 24-year-old guy, how come, jet, how come? But if a pastor gets a jet, they say, hey, why? Why should a singer who is charging money be able to buy a jet and there's no complaint, and somebody who doesn't charge money gets a jet and then you are complaining? Isn't that God's blessing? He said, hey, it's our offering. How much offering are you giving? Start from there. Some of you have not paid tithes since the beginning of this year. I want to hear 20 business ideas. You see what I'm talking about now. Go and ask Dangote. He pays tithes. More than tithes. Do you know some heavy pastors go to him and he gives them money for crusades? That guy is wise, very smart. Are you following me? In fact, there was a popular story about him that he was on an airplane. He wasn't extremely rich at the point in time. He was on an airplane and Archbishop Benson Dawson was on the same plane as well. And Archbishop Benson Dawson had a visitor to take out of the country and the place is booked. And he came on the airplane and announced that I need somebody to volunteer a seat so that my visitor here, a white man, can get to, you know, is it US or UK, I'm not sure. And nobody volunteered except Dangote. Just told his PA or his friend, said, let's get down for these people. And he was coming down, Archbishop touched him and said, people will hear your name all over the world. And that's what has happened. Are you following me here? So you want to hear 20 business ideas, it's cool. But if you don't pay your tithes, how would the idea work? Every idea comes from God. Even the Yahoo boy is paying tithes. You don't know. He goes somewhere to consult. I said, Tinreo, because if he doesn't, Shogo can kill him. It's only Christians that take this thing for granted. Because God is not a judgmental God. If you are a worshiper of Shogo, for example, and the terms of Shogo you are worshiping is that you must put palm oil and ogogoro on these things. If you miss it, thunder will strike. Or go worshippers, go and ask them. They don't joke. God of iron. But when is Jehovah? There's no big deal. Because of grace. Yes. Grace can excuse you from doing what you are supposed to do. But you will not also be where you ought to be in God. So when the book of Malachi says, you are robbing me. You are robbing God. How do you rob God? How do you take a gun and point it at God and say, I want to rob you? When you don't pay tithes. He said, you rob me. So how do you rob God? You rob God of his willingness and his readiness to bless you. Because your tithe is a covenant connector. You connect to the blessings of God with your tithes. So when you don't pay tithes, you know, I'm a student, how much is my allowance? How much is my salary? It's just 5,000, it's just 10,000. How will I pay it from there? That's the more reason you should pay so that you can move from where you are to where you ought to be. Hello. So, the second reason why I would say a lot of people don't want to try out doing something is because of laziness. Come on, say laziness. Laziness. In Proverbs 26:13, it says, the slothful man says, there is a lion in the way. A lion is in the street. Proverbs 26:13. What does this mean? This guy is lazy. Are you following me? And he doesn't want to do anything. He said, get up and go and walk. He said, no, there's a lion in the street. Let me read message. Loafers say, it is dangerous out there. Tigers are prowling the streets. And then it will pull the covers back over their heads. Just go back to sleep. Why does he do that? He gives himself an excuse. Like, if I go and do this business, there are lions. There are people who go forth and sleep. Let me just be going. For example, you have an inclination to go into telecommunication business, and you're like, where do I start from? Is it Glo and MTN that I'm competing with? There are lions in the streets. Pulls back his cover over his head and goes to sleep, and does. That person can live all his life that way. Are you following me? Most of us, what we have in our mind is to get out of school, get a good job, beautiful. We'll give you good jobs in Jesus' name. But beyond that, what can you do? There are a lot of jobs out there that don't have security alongside it. The job security is not there, meaning that they can see you away anytime. There are a lot of jobs out there that are not pensionable. In other words, after you are through, no pensions attached, you are just there. So what's the point? As early as possible in life, you start thinking, what can I do? That's the information I want to give you this morning. The information I want to give you this morning, because I'm showing you 2 years, so there's no way we can go into nitty-gritty, all right? But I'm pointing it to you, and then you go home and do your research. Take one or two and start off. Are you following me? Most of the things I'm showing you, there are things you can start with less than 5,000, less than 10,000, sometimes with 1,000 naira. These things I'm about to show you. So nobody has excuse. You have to get something doing. Are you following me? You have to get something doing. You have to get something doing. And you should never ever say, when will it happen? How will it happen? I don't even know. I don't have the patience. I was talking to a bishop, and this man of God, bishop, told me, he said, when we started out, nobody had anything. I was talking about the members of the church. He said, nobody had anything. Everybody was poor. It was struggle. He said, some of those people that we started with, he said, they've been with us for 30 years and more. He said, those people are the richest among us today. It's in only days you say, tailor, me, I cannot be a tailor. I will not be sewing clothes. You should go and learn it and make money. Even if you go and learn it. Are you following me? It does not remove your BSc, but it will add money to you at the end of the day. How to make cakes. Go and learn it, my friend. You don't know what to be buying it by all the time. Go and learn how to make it. Are you following me? So he said, those people that are with us are the richest. And his wife made a statement. He said, the women especially. He said, the women are the richest. And some of the women paid tithe of 10 billion today. And when they started out, they had nothing. Why am I trying to say that? I'm trying to say that look, you start from, you have to be small or start small. But you can't remain small. Come on, say, I'm not going to remain small. But you start. You start one day. You start out. You start out. Moreover, this is a digital age. There are a lot of things you can do without leaving your room. And dollars. Am I talking to you? Dollars will be coming into your account. Pounds sterling. And I'm going to show some of these things. Years ago, as a young man, leaving school, the first time I saw a computer for the first time in my life was 400 level, final year. Okay? First time I saw a printer, same time. One of our lecturers had gone out, outside the country, South Africa, he brought a printer to us and he was showing us in our department. He said, look at it. Because what we're used to, you want to do project, you go and type. Eh? You know typewriter? Some of you don't know typewriter. Typewriter. That thing they will use to slap it like this. Eh? That's what we're used to. Then he said, look, this is computer. You type things. Okay, we can easily relate with that. Type, typewriter, type. Okay, we type. Then there's a screen. Oh, beautiful. Then he said, in printing, that we don't need to type one by one and then paper will be coming out. He said, I'm just going to put the paper here and what you see here will come out on the paper. He said, hey! It's okay. And then he came out. Wow. At that point in time, that was in the 90s, I just developed interest. But I wasn't a computer student. I studied geography and regional planning. But deep down here, come on, say here. In your belly. You see, every time God wants to speak to you, it will be in your belly. In your spirit man. Deep down here in my belly, I knew there was something I have to do with IT. But I don't know anything. I don't know anything. I know there's something about IT. Neither did I have the money to go and learn it because those days was very expensive. But I just knew. Which is why one of the things in this area of finding something to do is to listen to your inner man, your belly, your spirit man. So when God communicates to your physical, it's through your inner. All right. So, eventually, I began to pray. I began to talk to God. I said, God, give me something that will make me earn in foreign currency. This was the time when my salary was 1 per month as a pastor. Lord, give me something that I can do without fraud, without compromising, and I will be earning foreign exchange. It was a strong desire that led me into prayer. Okay? And seemingly, nothing seemed to happen until a few years after, my prayer was exactly answered. I began to earn in dollars. And things. Interestingly, there are some of the things we have passion for, but there's no information to connect with your passion. And so it's just there. Your passion is just there. You have passion for it, but you don't know how to translate it into money. It's not enough to have passion. Are you here with me? How does this passion become dollars? You know the sign of dollars? Stop thinking dollars. Leave Naira alone. Hello? Hello? $10,000 is 3.6 million Naira. So think dollars. Rich people think dollars. When they want to give their offering, they're giving dollars because it will be prideful to carry that amount of Naira. You understand what I'm saying? You want to give 300,000 Naira, you now carry nylon band. No, just $1,000. Tell your neighbor you get there. Somebody say, there are so money conscious in this church. You go. Why are you in school? Is it to study all those things? Botanical something, a botanical name for something. At the end of the day, what do you want to get? Tell your neighbor you are money conscious. You are. Everybody is money conscious. Who likes hunger here? 3 days you have not eaten. There's people who can't think when they are hungry. One lady told me, she used to be in choir here. You won't know her, so I can use the example. She said when she's hungry, she goes deaf. Because one day I was calling her. So I won't mention her name. I was calling her. Let's assume her name is Comfort. 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 So I tap her. I said, I've been calling you. I said, Pastor, I'm sorry. I said, why didn't you answer? I said, Pastor, I'm hungry. Ah. What's the connection? I said, Pastor, when I'm hungry, I go deaf. Ah. Don't you think that one needs money? Because when deafness is approaching, what is... The solution is not to cast anything out. It's to go and buy food. Some of you secretly desire to marry a rich man. You like money. You are money conscious. Everybody is money conscious. You are not money conscious and you are not paying tithe. Are you following me here? So 20 business ideas. Let's get into this. I'm going to try to synchronize my iPad with the screen so that you can see the projection right from here. Okay, can we? All right, you're working on it. Let's give them a minute. So we are looking at 20 business ideas you can start right away. If I'm not able to conclude this, I will probably continue on Wednesday. Can you maximize it? Maximize it. Yeah. That. Okay. So, we have number one here is freelance writing. That's the first thing. Come on, say freelance writing. Now, if you are given to writing, for example, I love writing a lot. If you are given to writing, you know how to write. You can write articles. Listen to me. There are sites online that will pay you anything from $20 to $250 per one article. 3 years ago, there was a guy, 18 years old. That's how old the boy is. 18. Well, it was in the newspapers and everywhere. The guy writes naturally. As at that 18, he was making $20,000 every week from writing. It didn't start with $20,000. It started writing. Because as you begin to write, you might just be $20, $15, which is a lot of money by the time you convert it for the level you are in. But as your profile rises, you begin to determine your own price. So how do you know where to, where I can make money from writing? Freelance writing websites. Or you just put this, top 20 companies that pay freelance writers. It will give you top 20 in the world. Or top 10. Or top 5. You go through it. You see, before you have to do this thing, it requires prayer and it requires research. If you are lazy, if you say there's a lion in the street, you won't do anything. See, where will I start from? Oh, they've already made all the money. There's nothing like that. Look, there's a time I used to think like that. I want to, as a secondary school student, I just want to do one business or the other. By the time I conclude with them, I'll say, they've already made all the money, Joe. And I'll just stop. Nobody can make money that belongs to you. Did you hear what I just said? Unless you give it out willfully. Just like nobody can marry your husband. I hope you know that. You didn't get that?
Yes, sir.
Nobody can marry your wife.
Oh, yes.
Your wife is your wife. What if this person I'm dating and somebody else married me? And it's not your husband. Your own will come.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So this is the first one, freelance writing. A lot of people have made money here. Now, when it comes to freelance writing, you can even begin to write for $5. Let me tell you how to do that. How many of us know the company called Fiverr? Fiverr. Are you kidding me? Most of us don't know. Okay, when you get to Google it. Fiverr is F-I-V-E-R-R. The name is derived from the fact that people offer services for $5. The logo of Shout of Grace Center, I designed it on Fiverr. I wasn't good in graphics then, so I didn't have the time. So I went on Fiverr, got somebody, I only paid him for $5. It's a professional logo. If I had to do it ordinarily, okay, you should be talking about $200 or $250. But got it done for $5. Now on Fiverr, you can volunteer your service. And it's so simple. You can open the account. When you open the account, it will just give you what to do. And so it will give you a place. You fill in, I will do so and so for $5. You leave it there. If it's something catchy, unique, beautiful, people will contact you. And then you start making your money. And people have all kind of crazy stuff on Fiverr. They are, I'm an African. I will jump for you for $5. And people will buy the gig. They call it gig. And people will buy it. There are gigs like, I will smile for you. Some of you have been smiling for free. Close with 20 million to smile on their billboard. There is virtually no natural, innate ability you have that you cannot translate into profit. The Bible declares, it says, I will teach your hands to profit. If you stay close to God, God will give you ideas, things to do. And then, if you have started doing something, you keep on innovating. You go and start. How are they doing this thing right now? If the way you are sewing clothes in 1980s, the way you are sewing now, you have no customer again. You know, when we started out, and my dad would take us to the barbing salon. The barber's there. What they use is clipper. You'll be pressing like this. Some of you don't know that thing. You hold it like this. The way it's manual. You can't plug it, it's manual. The way the thing was, you'll be pressing like this. Eh? You see those barbers, even by the time they put it down, they are still doing like this. And the barber that my dad took us to, my dad said he used to barb his head as a young man. So you should know how old the barber is. I told my dad, I said, how the man who mistakenly cut her, you know, or doing like this. Now, you open a barbing salon and then you want to do like this. Nobody's going to come. So you innovate. Come on, say innovate. So you started out on a business. If you don't innovate, you will thin out. You will lose relevance. You will prefer others to you. And then, if you have a business you are doing right now, I'm diverting a little bit, but I think it's necessary. You have a business you are doing right now. In this age, it's important you do what you call social media adverts. Thank God for your flyers. Are you following me? But these days, most of the things you do or services you provide, they are things that you can send to anybody anywhere in the world. In Nigeria, can we build it? So what do? You think. Most of the time, you are not ready to spend money on advert. And because of that, for example, you do $5 per day. Say, this thing is not working, Joe. It will work, but $5 is more. So I talked to a guy who does drop shipping, buys things and then resell. Bought things worth 3 million naira, brought in Nigeria, sold everything off in 3 weeks. I said, how did he do that? He said he spent $1,500 on adverts. You can't spend that much and people won't rush you to buy. $1,500. So how were you able to make your money? So the things he brought to Nigeria was $1,500. Cost price plus delivery and everything, he sold it for $11,500. So he covered up his money. It's research. There are things, especially in all those 1688.com sites, there are so many things you can order, you can buy and resell. If you are not doing advert, you won't get buyers. Now, you don't have $1,500 to sell, right? Right? But you start somewhere. If it is $20 it is. And $20, when you convert it to Naira, you don't want to do any advert. $10 is $3,500. $20 is $7,000. It's $7,000. How much are we going to make from it? So, when you are looking at an item you want to sell, you want to make sure the profit margin is wide enough to take care of your advert. Otherwise, it will translate into a loss. For example, you buy something for $2,000, you are selling for $2,200 because you want it to move fast. It doesn't make sense. $200 on each item you are making does not make sense. So you are looking at an item you can sell in which the profit margin, let's say the profit margin is like 6,000 profit, but you are willing to invest up to 2,500 per item for adverts. Are you following me? I hope what I'm saying doesn't look like Greek. Is everybody getting me? All right. So the first one I mentioned is freelance writing. Number two. Am I disconnected? Are you sure you are there? Let me check. You are still connected here. What's going on? Number two is affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing. You know what? Use the slide I gave you because of time. Affiliate marketing. Is that the slide I gave you? All right, let's use that. But we are still going to come back here later on, all right? Because there's some things I need to demonstrate. Affiliate marketing. All right. So, what does affiliate marketing, what does it mean exactly? And how can you do something with that? Affiliate marketing is you taking a product, marketing it for somebody else on behalf of that person, and then you are paid handsomely for doing that. Now let me tell you the crazy thing about affiliate marketing. Sometimes you that you are helping to market, you are making more money than the owner of the person, the item. Because the owner of the product is making his money from overhead at the end of the day. Quantity. Let's assume the price of the item is $5. Those vendors are ready to part with $3.5 for you. Per item, you are making more money than them. Now, the simplest way to start affiliate marketing here, because it's complex and it's in stages. The simplest way to start is to go and open as a vendor on Konga or Jumia. I hope we all know Konga, we know Jumia. So you can sell anything on Jumia on behalf of Jumia and make your money. Are you following me? You are not going to buy anything. You are not going to invest one dime. The only thing you do is to advertise the link. So they call there's something they call affiliate links. So that's what you'll be given. So on your status, instead of just doing your mouth like that, like you normally do it, wasting it, I say, I have 80 views. So what has 80 views translated to in terms of money? You are still hungry. You put your affiliate links there. Get this product for so-so. If somebody clicks it to go and buy that stuff, money drops into your account straight away. Are you following me? So the first step to take with affiliate marketing is to go online and how can I become a vendor for Konga? How can I do affiliate marketing for Jumia? Just put it on Google. All the information will be there. Step by step. You won't need to struggle too much. Go here, open this account. They will even give you screenshots that you follow. See, the internet is so extensive that any idiot can learn anything. Let's assume the person is dull, very dull, slow to comprehend. They will provide you, click this. They will now show you the screenshot. This is where to click. They will put arrow there. Is that extensive? So you really have no excuse. But there are some people that are just, that internet can hear me. Oh, come on. I've met people like that. I say, Pastor, internet is a man down. But Instagram will down. It's because you are lazy. There's a lion in the street. That's why. I'm very convinced that anything online that you want to learn, you can learn. In fact, anything you want to become, you can become. How do I know that? I'm an example of that. How do you think I learned how to design website? I didn't go to computer school. Nobody taught me anything. I can design any kind of website on any platform. WordPress, Joomla, Drupal, Magento, anything. And it won't take me more than 2-3 hours. And some people will design these stuff for you and say it's going to take you 4 weeks. And your bill is 120,000. You know why they make it 4 weeks? So that you can have value for your money. That guy is going to design what this will do in less than two days or so and just go and play somewhere. And then after about 4 weeks, he will deliver it to you. He will send all kind of long stuff to you and say, stage one, domain searching. Stage two, domain acquisition. What is domain searching? You can do it under 10 seconds on Google. What is domain acquisition? You can pay with your card under 2 minutes. Are you following me here?
Yes, sir.
Don't let all those words be like French to you. For example, if you don't know what domain is, it's a problem in this age. See, but I'm not an IT person. Domain. Domain. I won't tell you what it is. Go and Google it. So, affiliate marketing. You sign up as an affiliate marketer for Jumia or Konga, start from there. This affiliate marketing has levels. Eh? Are you following me? Where you can make sometimes up to $100 per an item, depending on the item you are marketing. Let me tell you how crazy it is right now. There's something called drop shipping. Okay? Most of the best of companies in the world right now, they know that in order to market their stuffs, they just have to go digital. So they believe you as a person, you have a digital space. Whether it's a blog, your Instagram account, your Facebook account, or whatever it is, they know you have a digital space. And they also know that in your digital space, you have friends. Are you following me? Look at what Mark Zuckerberg did. He allowed you to have friends on Facebook free, without $1. And then you think, this man is generous. I'm using his platform and I have 5,000 friends. After 5,000, it caps. Okay? And What there are two things he did with that. Number one, your 5,000 friends. Mark Zuckerberg does not only have access to you, your information, he now has access to each of the 5,000 friends you have and each of their 5,000 friends. Oh my God. Have you gone on websites sometimes and then you search a particular website and then 2 days after you went online and then you are seeing these banners about where you visited 2 days before? It's because you are being tracked. You don't know. Any website you go, you are being tracked. Facebook and Google, they can tell you about your lifestyle, the time you wake up, your movement, where you go. After a while now, the kind of food you eat, your preference, they will tell you yourself. They will download your history for you. Smart cars are being rolled out right now. Every car you enter those cars, the cars will download all your information, your movement, where you go and how you go. If you like, be doing adultery, they know. Are you following me here? So it is this information that these companies buy. They pay for it from Facebook, from Google. So when they buy it, what do? Now, when they buy this, there's something called audience network. This audience network means they know your preference, what you are likely to buy, and what your friends are likely to buy. So they are showing you the things you really need in terms of advert. They don't show you the things you don't like. So dropshipping believes that you as a person can come. They allow you to open an online shop free of charge in your own name with your brand. Then they allow you to choose products to populate this online shop. Are you following me? They will now do advert for you to your network. So if anybody buys from your shop, I'm not talking of online stuff. I'm talking of maybe like this flower, this pulpit, anything can be there. If anybody buys from anywhere in the world, they take care of the shipping. It's none of your business. You only just put it there. They take care of the shipping. They call drop shipping. They take care of the shipping. They send to the person who bought it without you knowing anything. They do all the product fulfillment process, all of that. And once the person pays, money drops in your account. You should go online and do the research on these things. If you don't know how to research online, then you need to pay people that will help you research online. Because some people do that as a job. Okay? Number three is teaching. Come on, say teaching. Lots of kids that you can engage and teach them and make money off them. You are a first class student. How do you use your first class brain to get money? You are waiting for a company to employ you, but why you are here and go? Are you following me? One of us here has an educational institute and is teaching a lot of students and making money from there. You have to think of what to do. Some of you are doing tutorial for your classmates free. And it's good to do it free for a while. But after a while, you start thinking. They are using your energy, time, your brain, free of charge. For how long are you going to be nice? Assuming one of these people you are doing tutorial for, has a barbing salon, do you think you won't pay when you go there? He won't say because you are teaching him tutorial. Are you following me here? So you are thinking, how do I convert my passion into profit? Until it becomes a profit, your passion can get to a point you are tired of that passion. You can just drop it. And a lot of people have done that. They've dropped their passion to go and look for some white-collar job in which they have no fulfillment, but because they have this salary that's coming at the end of the month, but there's no fulfillment. They belong to the club of TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. On Monday, it's recorded and it's proven that most of the people that die of heart attack, it happens on a Monday morning. Why? A lot of people are doing job they don't like and they don't love. Are you with me? So you teach, and there are several ways you can do that. You can even teach online. I set up an academy online years ago. But there are special softwares to do that. Set up an online academy, and people paid for it all over the world. They made money. Teach them. Do you know that you can teach anything in this world? Some of the, for example, you are trying to do something and it's difficult. Then you try researching it and going through it. Okay. Now the reality is that there are millions other who are also researching it and trying to find out the solution to that problem. You know what a lot of people do? They package their research process, their solution, into an e-book. They start selling. When I left secondary school, well, I usually say our set in secondary school was like the guinea pig set. It was our set that they introduced so many useless things. Sorry, don't let me use that word. They are not useless. Well, it was in our set, that was what I was thinking then when I was in secondary school. We didn't like it. Maybe they are good. But that was the time they introduced GSS 3, SS 3. It used to be class 5. It was during my set that they began GSS 3. So they elongated my 5 years stay to 6 years. I didn't like that. All of us in our set didn't like that. That's number one. Number two, it was in our set, they said, when we finish school, we cannot go to school straight. So we stayed at home for 1 year, at home, doing nothing. So in the process of that 1 year while I was at home, there was nothing to do. So I had to go and look for lessons to go and teach. I was making money. I was teaching geography. I taught geography. I taught English language. I was making money all through that time. So, there are people who need your services. Let's assume I'm not caught out for business. I just like to read my books. That means you can teach. Find somewhere you can teach. You can even do private lessons, private tutoring. Hello? Most of those parents in some of those expensive schools, you will be amazed that they are looking for private teacher for their works and they can't find any. How do you connect with these people? Do flyers. Go to a private school where they know they are paying up to 300,000 or 400,000. That means their parents have what? Money. Or you come to Valencia. Valencia is where Dunaman attends. Their school fees around 170. 170. It was even 187 they paid this semester. That means the parents of the children there, they must have some little change. Eh? So you come with your flyers. As they are coming to drop their words in the money, you give them the flyers. Those that don't want to collect flyer, eh? Put it under their wiper. You can't meet them. If you distribute 100 flyers every day for 1 week, at least one person will call you. And one person that will call you can take care of all the bills you spent. Are you following me? It's so simple. One primary school teacher, my pastor, Reverend Victor, went to preach, so to pick him up with a brand new Prado Jeep. So as we were going to the hotel, they were telling him that, oh, this Prado Jeep belongs to one of our members, and it's a primary school teacher. I said, what? So my pastor was interested. He said, how did that happen? So they told the story. He was doing a private lesson in that school. So one of the parents is even the one that approached him and said, please, can you take my student? He's very poor in maths. Especially that maths and English. He's very poor in maths. So he said, no problem. I'll do it. So he was taking the boy. And in one and a half years, that guy improved in maths. It was visible. So the man, who was a big shot politician, told him, just one of the days, just went to teach. He said, come. Do you know how to apply for a contract? He said, apply for this contract. They gave him the details. So he went. He has never done it. He said, I went and wrote the thing, and he wrote 500,000 and brought it. The man said, what is this? 500,000. For what? Then he called one of his peers, please help put him through. So they wrote it again. Eh? The primary school teacher said he couldn't believe what he was saying. But it was 18 million. They wrote it again. And then he executed the project with maybe 400,000, or how much is it? Are you following me? So he made a lot of money. Primary school teacher. Let me tell you something. There's nothing you do with dedication and passion that does not translate into profit at the end of the day. If you can just focus. Come on, say focus. You have to be determined. You have to focus. Number four. Event planning. Event planning. Every time, every weekend in Nigeria, I hope you know there are things going on. Weddings, parties. I'm on number four. Parties and all of that. Now, somebody says, well, I'm not given to event. Oh, I don't know anything about event. You don't need to know anything. The only thing you need to know about this particular business is to print a card. Are you following me? Tell them you are an event planner. Simple. Who is an event planner? An event planner connects somebody who does or provides services to the person who needs it. That's all. They say, hey, but I don't know decoration. You don't need to know. I don't know how to run event. You don't need to know anything. It's like the work of an agent. I hope you know most of these people that do the work of agents, property agents. It's one of them here. I hope you know they don't really know anything about properties. Some of them don't know anything about properties. They don't know jack. Some of them are even half educated. Have you met agents like that?
Yes.
But they are telling you, I say I will give you a house. See, it's a network. Listen to me, you can become an agent today as I'm speaking, and you make money. How? It's very simple. You go to an agent in your environment. You introduce yourself. You give him your card. So I'm an agent. Oh, I just began business. And I say, oh, beautiful. Oh, these are the properties I have. He will show you what he has. There's no competition there. They are looking for people that will also help them sell land, buy house. So it's a network. So when you bring a client or a client comes through you, there's a certain percentage that will come to you. Have you not paid house rent before? And then they say agency is 20%. Has it happened to you before? 20%. 10% is going to the main agent. The other 5% is going to the two other agents that are involved. Because I can bring, as an agent, I can bring somebody to Minister Daniel and say, this person is having a house. He will say he doesn't have a house. He said there is a house. Say, let's go. Then we'll go to agent. What's your name? God's will. So God's will says, oh, there's a house. So they give the client a house. So this one, myself and Daniel, we have disappeared. But we are coming back. So this one collects 20%, then we come back. Then he gives you 5% and give the other 5%. You make your money. This, if you sell land, that's the way they are going to pay you. So becoming an agent, what does it take? How much does it cost you? Money to print card. And sometimes you don't even need card. You see some of them put blackboard. You can't put blackboard. Some of them don't have cards. It's blackboard. And you say, how can somebody write blackboard? Hey, you better connect house. He has been writing blackboard like that for 10 years. Are you following me here? So as an event planner, you don't need to know anything. You only need to know one or two vendors. You know somebody that makes cake. You know somebody that does makeup. You know somebody that's you are already an event planner. You are already an event planner. If you don't commercialize it, people will use you for free. Already, Shade, Maori, Oma Baishe, Abaishe free. And you will do it free. And you'll be tired. And the only thing you go with is one bowl of jollof rice. That is if the food does not finish, because as event planner, you may not be on ground. Are you following me? So you commercialize it with a reasonable price. Credit card, you have not started. You have to look, your price must be competitive. Usually a little bit lesser than what obtains. Not extremely lesser, otherwise you'll be seen as 419. But there are some people that have their money to spend. The lower it is, the more fake they believe it is. I hope you know these things are working. If you start a school today in Ibadan and you say the school fees is 10 million naira, people will come. There are people in Ibadan who are aggravated looking for such. They can't find. So they say, which school is the most expensive? They don't care about how much, what's their WAEC result. They don't care. They believe in their head, if it's not expensive, it's not okay. Whereas it could be wrong. But that doesn't now mean you bring it down so much till people think it has no value. Are you following me here? All right. Number 5, mobile application developer. Now, don't let that application word scare you out. There's nothing fantastic there. Are you following me? Are you with me? I don't have the time, but I will have shown you how this works. I will have shown you how it works. Now, to develop a mobile application, I've made several mobile applications. You don't need to know anything about HTML, coding. You don't need it. Are you with me? You don't need it at all. There are platforms online where, in order to develop your mobile application, all you need is to be able to read and to be able to click your mouse. It's a drag and drop. This is what I want. Okay, I want this function in my mobile application. Events. So you drag it there. Then you fill the details. Oh, I want contact in my mobile application. You drag it there. Oh, I want my website. You drag it there. Oh, I want I'm building a restaurant application. I want them to be able to order food from there. You drag it there. And that's all. Now, you do publicity. You go to companies. There are a lot of companies. They don't know anything about IT. You tell them, I can develop a mobile application for you. Don't be scared. Let me tell you how to do this thing. Get your first job first. That's when you will know how brilliant you can be. Are you following me? Everything you need is online. I've designed several mobile applications. Several. Is there online? If you can be focused, dedicated, and you have some patience. If you are impatient, you won't be able to do anything. You know, some people are naturally impatient. If you are like that, you can't sit down with a Korean movie. You have to be able to shut down some of those things and be able to sit down for 2-3 hours non-stop. 2 hours at a time. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
There's nothing good in this life that does not require time and attention. There are some people I've attempted to teach. They just back out. You have to be dogged. You make up your mind. You tell that thing, it's either I learned this thing or I learned. Then you can even leave the place, go and sleep for 1 hour, then you wake up again. Let's start. Yoruba man so pe nkan ti o le soro ko gbodo gboju yo. I say, what? Somebody that can't talk or articulate itself should not be wiser than you. So you are trying to learn something, you stay there until you master it. You don't give up. You say, Alpha pelu mobile wo mobile ki o ti su mi. I spent, no. I don't think I'm caught out for such. So what are you caught out for? To be watching movies. Are you following me here? So you can be a mobile application developer. If you're interested in being one, I will give you the platforms. I'll give you the size. Go there. See, this mobile application. You can walk into any store that you know. See, beautiful store. Buy something there for us to connect. Maybe a socks or something. So just buy something. And I'm going, you are not online. I was trying to search for this name. You have beautiful products here. I couldn't find you online. Until you say something like, those kind of story. But you don't even need a website. So you can do a mobile application. People will be able to see it. They say, yes. See how much? Before you give up the cost, make sure you go and check the platform. But most of the platform will ask for monthly fees. Sometimes $10 per month, $15 per month. So you check the platform you are using before you go and use your mouth to quote price. Don't be desperate. And because you want her to give her a job, you say $10,000 per year. No, you don't do it like that. You first of all go online, you put things like this on Google. How much is charged averagely for a mobile application? You see the prices. You can even say in Nigeria, for example, 30,000 naira to 2.5 million naira depending on your client. I've seen people that built mobile application for 2 million, 1.5 million. But then you must have some antecedents. Are you with me? Alright. Number 6 is website developer. Website developer. In this age, in this time, everybody should know how to develop websites. It's so easy. Come on, say easy. It's very easy. I'm planning to do a training with how to do a web, how to design websites. Very simple. Because if it is free, you will learn it and drop it. If you pay for it, you will pursue it. As a website developer, you could be making anything from 50,000 upward, randomly. And it will take you more than sometimes 2, 3, 4 hours to develop what we are saying here. There are websites you can create with drag and drop platforms where you are not coding anything, you are not writing any HTML. Are you following me? It's just a drag and drop. Especially on the WordPress platform. There are a lot of websites you see, because you don't see .wordpress.com, you think it's not WordPress, but majority of WordPress in the world are built on WordPress platform. There's a white label for it, where you build it, nothing WordPress is showing, but it's WordPress. The themes you are going to use, most of them are free. Those that are not free, there's a club you can join, and themes that you could have bought, each one for like $50, $69, you get them for $1, half a dollar, and all of that. There are ways to do these things. Are you following me? Are you following me? For example, let's assume we have up to 30 web developers in this church. Even our tithe and offering will know. Are you following me? Well, you get jobs. Just get jobs. Just do it. And I'm really going to teach. I'm going to take time to teach you. I will teach you everything you need to design a website. And you can approach companies and tell them, I can design this for you. Have you seen our website, khcng.com? Have you seen it? Can you synchronize this thing with me, please? Is it possible? I'm connecting with you now. I'm connected with you already here. Try and see if you can. My time is almost up, so we can't finish this, but we'll continue. I want to show you our website. Oh, beautiful. It's showing. khcng.com. That's the website. All right, that's the website. This website is built on WordPress. Are you following me? I'll teach you how to do all of this. All these things you see here, they are navigations. They are very easy. This particular website, I built it in like, it took me less than 2 days when I was building it. From the domain registration to everything. Okay? This singles devotional you see here, this single devotional you see here, because I'm mirroring, it's not moving. Okay, let me do it this way. Can you still see? Okay, this is single devotional. It's like a category. I'll teach you how to create categories for different articles. This is singles devotional. This red one here is couples devotional. This is pastors devotional. This is kids devotional. These are videos that are embedded on the site. These are articles, monthly letters. And then we have several things there. Let me show you one other thing here under resources. This is a prayer zone. These kind of things are the stuff that make people come to your site. On this prayer zone, people can submit their prayer, and the prayer will be dropped online, and people can pray for it. See those purple lines? I prayed for this. So when somebody prays for this, it will send a mail to the person that submitted the prayer, that somebody already prayed for you. It's like a prayer system for the site. So on the WordPress platform, there are every imaginable functionality. You want to build an e-commerce site, for example. You want to build a website for Foodco, for example. You want to build for a shop. Everything is on WordPress. All right? In fact, what I'm going to do in church here is I'm going to teach a group of people, web developers, all right? And as a group, solicit for jobs. You can make money through it. Now let me show you this, and then I'm going to round up. I want to show you my AdSense account. Before I go, see this banner you see here, that banner where it's the crucifixion of Jesus. That's an advert that is placed on my website by Google. My time is up. Can I take 10 minutes extra? Right? Okay. So when this banner here, you apply for it from Google. So they place banners across your site. I'm sure you've seen some of those websites or blogs, and you see banners like this, right? And then you click on it. Each time you click on it, you are paying the owner of that blog. It's like people go to Google, let me advertise this. Google now says there are a lot of people who have their spaces, websites, and blogs. So we will put the advert you gave us on their website because they have their networks. Are you following me? And when anybody clicks on this, whether the person buys anything or Google will pay me and deduct their own. Let me give you a perspective in a moment. The last thing I talked about here was blogging. Look at it. How many of us know Linda Ikeji? That's the highest honor when it comes to blogging in Nigeria. If you go to Linda Ikeji's blog, you will see some sponsored posts. There are some posts you will see on his blog. You say, this is sponsored post. That is, I'm not the one that put it. It's a sponsored post. For each of those sponsored posts, it's usually 50,000 per one. And there is no single day she has less than 20 of them on her blog. So basically, she's making 1 million naira per day from sponsored posts. Are you following me? down now. She like what to buy. She's making 1 million naira. Now, from her Google AdSense, as of 3 years ago, she was making $4,000 per day. Every day. That's about 36 million per month from Google and about 30 million naira from sponsored post. That's about 55 million naira or so, or more than that, for one person in every month for writing news, for writing that one blogger has killed somebody. Eh? That's what she makes. So you shouldn't be surprised too much when she built a house for her parents under 2 months. You shouldn't be surprised when she bought brand new Range Rover 2018, some 60 something million naira. You shouldn't be surprised when she bought a house in Banana Islands for 500 million naira. She makes money from blogging. And her own type of blogging is stressless. It's to go and copy news somewhere. That news you are reading on her blog is also somewhere. But she has what you call traffic. Without traffic, your blog can't make money. You need people to click on this, on the blog. But you cannot go and rent people. Sasha Bama click, no. If you do that, Google will penalize you. They will run you out. It will take them less than 2 hours. It will take them up to 2 hours to run you out. So you cannot organize clicks and tell all your classmates, say, please, when you get there, click. There's a way they know. So, let me now show you my personal AdSense account, and then I'm going to close here. And probably we'll continue this teaching on Wednesday. Continue on Wednesday because of our time. All right, this is my sense account. Now, media. Oh, okay. Maximize it. Now, I'm sure you're able to see some of those figures. Now, the reality is that right now, I'm not making much money from blogging. You know why? When I was a full-time blogger, I wasn't pastoring then. I had time and energy to spend on the website. It was full time blogging. But I wasn't pastoring the church, it was just Kisses and Us Club. When I started pastoring, I just kind of tried to focus on church. But when you look at these figures, that's my balance there is $93. But let me try and show you if I can get. Okay, look at where to go. Let's see transactions. All time. Okay. All right. I want to show you when I really had time to spend on this blogging. Okay, if you look at September 1 to 30, it's very faint. Okay, let me call it for you. September 1 to 30, 2015, it was $248. August 1 to 31st, it was $326. July 1 to 31 of 2015 was $408. In December 1 to 31, 2014, it was $510. In November 1 to 30, 2014, it was $508. Alright? So, what I'm saying here is that if you understand how this thing works. Okay, let me show you this. Okay, can you see the figures here? Oh, it's not playing. No. It's supposed to play. I wanted to show you something, but let me roll out the figures. From Google AdSense, lifetime earning, all the money I've earned in Google AdSense is $16,000, something. I can't remember the, but it's over $16,000. From people clicking on banners on my site, $16,000. That's quite some money. Now, let me now tell you another perspective to it. Because of the content I provide, devotional, spiritual, you can't charge for that. However, I started writing 2010. Around 2012, I just put it below my devotional. I would like you to partner with us. And this is where research is good. I have a lot of people who read my blog, my devotional, from outside the country. How will they pay me if they want to give? No idea. Those were the days when wiring of money, all those things were not there. I had to research by the help of the Holy Spirit. I was able to find a company. It's called Two Checkout. And I registered there. I think I registered there with $50. With Two Checkout, anybody can pay me from anywhere in the world. From anywhere in the world. And so when I registered with Two Checkout, I put it on my blog. Now listen to this. When I check my account of how much people have given, I'm talking of willingly. We identify with this vision, single Samari. We want to partner with you. When I checked it, it was over $36,000. $10,000 is like $3.6 million, or $36,000. From people saying, we just want to partner with you. At the time, one guy read our article and sent me $1,000. I had to go and read the article again. I said, what did I write here? You know, when something happened, and then you go and read it again, so that let me write it this way. But you see, I'm trying to tell you the kind of opportunities that lies in what you don't understand. So my challenge to us, I promise you I will complete this teaching on Wednesday. My challenge to us, how many do we look at? Seven? Seven? Six? I mean, there are still 14. I'll continue on Wednesday. But let me tell you this. There are several things you can do. See, we're going to this. If we pick one of them today, it will take a lot of time. You take one of them and sit down prayerfully and research. How can I do this? What can I do? You can supply things. You can use your Instagram account to make money. My prayer is that God will open your eyes of understanding. Some of you are not saying amen now. God will open the eyes of your understanding and show you what to do in the name of Jesus. What you need to do to attract wealth into your hands, you only need God to show you. Most of us have prayed enough, but prayer alone without acting, it will complete the process. God bless me, bless me, bless me. God needs the work of your hands to bless. It needs an avenue to burn. God caused his blessing to rest upon the devotional. Somebody read it and sent me $1,000. Somebody read our devotional, say, Pastor, you must pray for me. I pray for him. Afterwards, he sent $1 million. I'm sorry, 1 million naira to me. I didn't charge him. I didn't say you must bring money. Out of his own volition. Dr. D.K. Olukoya, MFM, told us, you know that book, Prayer Ring? You know Prayer Ring? Yes. Somebody used it to pray, and God answered him. So he met Dr. Olukoya inside the plane. He wrote him 10 million naira check. He said, "Ah, sir, that your book. I used it to," and God answered me, "This is for you." Did he ask him for money? No. So when you write, blogging, you provide, you start out by providing solution. Sometimes it looks like it's free, but it's not free at the end of the day. All you need is the blessing of God to rest upon it. Are you here with me? Go ahead and talk to God. Our time is up. Talk to God this morning to give you wisdom, to know what to do. To know what to do. Wisdom. And God will prosper the work of your hands. Wisdom in the affairs of this life. Wisdom in the affairs of this life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We declare we are blessed. Come on, say in the name of Jesus. Say it loud in the name of Jesus. I am blessed. I have wisdom. Innovation is coming my way. I have understanding. I know what to do, what to lay my hands on, and what will bring wealth my way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
This is the end of the message. We believe you've been blessed. Join us at Shouts of Grace Center on Sundays and Wednesdays at Joker Plaza, Ibadan. God bless you.